Focus on flowers. George Washington left his estate, Mount Vernon, in 1775 and did not live there again until he came back from war 8 years later. But during his absence, he constantly wrote, instructing his manager about what to plant in his garden. He seems to have relieved his mind of stress, just thinking about his garden, like many of us do. Once home, the war hero transformed himself back into a Virginia planter, and visitors were often greeted by a tall man in very muddy boots. At 16, he had started work as a surveyor, and he loved trees. All of his life, he closely observed native trees and had them transplanted from his surrounding woods into his gardens. He carefully worked on the one-mile approach to his house and had it curved so that the house repeatedly appeared and then disappeared from view as visitors approached. He favored plants that looked beautiful both in spring and fall, like sassafras and flowering dogwood. And he loved maples and contrasted them with honey locusts and black gums. Aspens and tulip poplars were used as background for mountain laurels and other flowering shrubs. He chose lots of crab apples with soft pink blossoms in spring and the fringe tree with white scented flowers. His was a truly American garden, as befitted a patriot. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Mount Vernon. You can now become a fan of Focus on Flowers on Facebook or follow our updates on Twitter. Just look for Focus on Flowers.